Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am hunkered down for Hurricane Irma in our broadcast headquarters of Orlando today. We are live. We're taking your phone calls at 888-88-SCUBA. But I am I'm in a cave. I'm all boarded up. Even in Orlando, we might get whacked by this friggin' hurricane. And because it's so big, and now it's taken a turn that even looks worse for us in Central Florida. It might have skirted a little bit to the west, and our folks down in South Florida looks like they're going to be okay. We might take a hit up here through Central Florida, Tampa, and right into Orlando through the I-4 corridor. And if that is the case, it's going to follow a similar track than it did for Hurricane Charlie a few years ago, 2004, something like that. And that sucked. It sucked balls, I tell you. And I got to tell you, us folks in Orlando aren't used to this hurricane stuff. We're in the middle of the state. We're not used to dealing with anything like that. I don't know if any silver lining to this exists. It's going to be that, like I said, South Florida was spared, and that we had Hurricane Charlie back in 2004. There's more people in my neck of the woods that are, taking this a little more seriously. Because last time this happened, we lost power for like a week. And it was no fun being in Florida in the middle of summer with no AC. You know what I'm saying? It was terrible. And, so people are taking this one a little more serious. We'll see what happens. We're probably about, 24 hours away for it affecting us. But, of course, we have friends all throughout the Caribbean. Some of them have not spared been spared like it may appear that some of our South Florida friends are. And, of course, the Keys are getting whacked. But, once again, they are used to it a little bit more. So we're going to find out as much as we can today as we prepare. And, of course, the most important thing for today's edition of Scuba Radio is that even though we're all boarded up and it's kind of dark in the studio today, darker than usual, the liquor bar is full. So we're going to survive one way or another. We don't need power. We don't need water. But we got plenty of booze to get through this little hurricane incident. So we're going to cover a lot of this today and give you some reports of what's going on down in the Caribbean, some of your favorite dive places, and share that with the world accordingly. Now, connected with me via the web while it works, because it could go out at any time, we got a bunch of folks, and actually some of them are already feeling the effects. We have Captain Walt DeMartini at the Gomez Hilton. Walt, come in, please. Come in now, Walt. Are you there?
Hey, Grego. What's happening, buddy?
All right, so you're down in Fort Lauderdale, and you guys are getting some wind gusts already, right?
Yeah, we're getting some 41-mile-an-hour wind gust around 2, expected to go up to about 50 knots around 7 o'clock p.m.
Okay.
And then it's going to raise up after that. Our big shot's going to be Sunday 2 p.m. to Sunday 7 p.m. Yeah. We're going to have just under right at hurricane strength winds.
Okay, but you have the I know you're fully stocked in the liquor bar because it never isn't stocked there at the Gomez Hilton. So I know you're good in that regard, right, Walt?
Yeah, we've got extra few gallons of rum punch that's made up. And, you know, I thought we were going to have to send the drunken sailor off early to Wyoming to open up the Gomez Hilton West out there.
Yeah. He may have gotten a jump on that because he heard this thing was coming. He's like, I'm out of here. So he may have started to open up that satellite location for the Gomez Hilton. We'll see a little later on. Okay, so Barry, our South Florida superfan, is down there in South Florida. He's on with us as well. Barry, where are you, buddy?
I am here, hunkered down. We're not in Wyoming today.
No, we're not in Wyoming, are we? Are you hearing the wind blow? I don't hear anything in the background, but I don't know.
No, we have these squall lines that come through. There's one that's going to hit Walt's house in about half an hour.
Is that Jerry the Diver guy adding the sound effects?
I wish I had some of Walt's
That's that sea hag blower.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You wish you had some what, Barry?
Some of Walt's rum punch here.
Yes. Well, it's not far from where you're at, and so I'm sure you guys could find a way. But, you know, the cool thing about Captain Walt's rum punch, and you get a welcome rum punch every time you check into the Gomez Hilton, is that in a pinch, when if fuel becomes sparse because we lose power and stuff, I think you can use it for fuel. Is that right, Walt? Maybe?
That's correct. Listen, I was having a little trouble starting the generator up, so I just put a little in the fuel tank, and it fired right away.
Ah, spike the fuel tank, and you're good to go with some rum punch from Captain Walt's Gomez Hilton location. I love it. All right, so it sounds like you guys are ready. You're hunkered down and just going to hang out and have a cocktail with us or two. Obviously, you heard Jerry the Diver Guy providing sound effects. I assume that was you, right, Jerry? That sounded like
yeah.
You. Sound like you blowing.
Hey, Virginia's open. Everybody come on up.
Okay, yeah. If we get in a pinch and everything goes underwater, we just drive north up to the mountains of Virginia and join Jerry the Diver Guy. We'll be good to go. So we have an escape plan.
We have a hurricane party here.
Yeah. Hey, well, you're always having a hurricane party. And, you know, you don't even have to go out of the store to get your, get your liquor cabinet, stocked up because you kind of make it on location or what?
Oh, yeah. It's okay. On the other side of the hill.
Very good. All right. And then if that weren't enough, also Pete from Scuba Board is with us at his new location you moved from the Florida Keys, and you're probably thinking, look, I got out of there just in time. And then this thing.
I did think that.
And of course, and now it's heading right your way, isn't it?
I'm dead smack in the center, and it's going to be a Category 3. I was prepared 3 days ago when it says, you might get some tropical storm winds.
Right.
But every hour, it's going up and up and up. It's like, wait a minute. No.
It's following
move it,
you.
Move it somewhere. Mm-hmm. Someone says I am the Jonah of the diving industry at the moment. It wants to eat me up.
Ah, okay. Well, maybe that... I hope that's not the case.
It was suggested I take a boat out in the middle of the Gulf and row it out there, and the hurricane would just follow me.
All right, yeah.
I'm not going to try that out.
You were like bait. Hurricane bait.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you allow kitties, Jer, I might come up and join you.
Come on.
Well,
we'll just feed you to the hurricane gods and appease them.
I saw the little meme or whatever, with the categories, and it said, here's a cat one, and there was one cat, and then, of course, it went up to cat five, and there were five flying through the air. And so, anyway, how close to the West Coast are you exactly there, Pete? What do you think? Miles
an hour's drive.
Okay, so you're really kind of like us in Central Florida still.
Oh, no.
No, no.
Because the coast goes west.
Yeah.
Just above Orlando.
Okay. And that's where you are?
I am south of that. I am north of that.
You're north of that. Okay.
I'm north of Gainesville. I'm about a half hour west of High Springs.
Okay. And that's where the path, it's headed right
towards
you. All
you have to do is follow that freaking hurricane, and it's going to go right through my yard right now.
Hey, there's Pete's house, where it was. Let's hope that's not the case.
And it's a trailer at this point. I haven't started building the big house, I'm not staying here for a Category 2 or 3 hurricane that they're now saying it's going to be when it comes through here.
I forgot about that. Yeah, you just moved over there, and you just have a trailer on your property.
I have nothing.
So what are you? Where are you going?
Really take a storm.
Are you going to Jerry's place in Virginia or what?
I think I might head there tomorrow morning. I don't know.
Yeah.
This has gone from being a tropical storm yesterday, 40 mile an hour winds, I don't have a problem with. I'll deal with those.
Right.
And now it's showing a Cat 3 hurricane going over my house.
Hmm. Well, so do you know where the... are you going to go to a hurricane shelter, or are you going to drive up to Virginia?
I am now looking for cat-friendly hurricane shelters.
Hmm.
Jerry, come on, brother.
All right, there you go. Jerry says you can go up there. What do you think?
And I've got a brand new Kia Niro, N-I-R-O.
Yeah.
Which gets 50 miles to the gallon.
So you can get anywhere you want, but you're assuming that you can get there. With the traffic the way it is, it's been insane.
Yeah, I have no idea what the traffic is. I know they had a big accident in Lake City yesterday that tied everything up.
Yeah, all right. Well, it's a mess down here in Florida. We're going to tell you all about it and maybe have a cocktail or two in between. Feel free to join us, chime in, and learn a few things. Next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan, Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Do you realize there's a hurricane going on?
I was born on that like this.
Okay.
Tell me what you're doing.
I'm getting drunk.
Okay, great.
Bam, this thing is like pounding us from behind.
You know, Matt, our truck operator, Tom Bear, said... Don't you wish you had your weight back?
Here I am. Rock you like a hurricane.
You okay?
Here I am.
We're okay. We're okay.
Rock you like a hurricane.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, it would be. Greg the Dive Master here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, preparing for Hurricane Irma. It's a mess here. What do you say, Pete? What are you rambling about?
Irma getting out of here.
Okay, I gotcha. All right. Well, look, we got a lot of stuff going on, and we're going to try to, you know, tell everybody what's going on with some of our favorite dive sites, how they fared through the hurricane so far. We're based in Orlando, where our studios are. And obviously, believe it or not, we might get whacked by this thing in 24 hours. So this could be my last will and testament. Who knows? For the time being. Actually, just so you know, next week we already have the show done. So we've worked ahead for another reason, because I'm supposed to go out to Catalina Island. next week. So I got to wait and see how where the dust settles. But we pre-recorded a show for next Saturday with Captain Barry and Lobster Dive, and we'll talk about that here in just a bit. But that happens next week, and then we'll be live again 2 weeks from today. Now, on the phone with me live, however, as we speak, is the Dive God, the man in the know who's down in South Florida and probably, I don't know, happy that he's not really getting much of this thing, it looks like, at this point. You think, Neil? What's going on?
Man, I tell you what, it's the hurricane that hasn't happened so far. So I am thrilled because we were in the crosshairs when it was 185 mile an hour Cat 5.
Right.
And sweating bullets, you know. So it, but you know, born and raised in Florida and the islands, you wait 36 hours out before you even start worrying too much about it. There's just so many variables that change, but had it taken its original course, I doubt I would have had a business in Bimini or a house in Fort Lauderdale. So
yeah,
it's a wonderful day. So
it is.
You know, I feel really bad about the people on the west coast of Florida that a couple of days ago were in the clear and now they're in the crosshairs. But mm-hmm. you know, for my sake, it's looking good. They're just predicting tropical force winds, 40, 50 miles an hour, which is a summer storm. It's nothing, you know.
Yeah. For but you guys in South Florida and the Bahamas, you know, yeah, I'll tell you the one thing about the Bahamas in particular when it comes to this storm is everybody thinks the entire Caribbean is wiped out, and that's just not the case at all. This happens every time.
Exactly.
And even as big as this one is, there are definitely some islands that have taken a big hit, and we're going to, dive a little deeper into this as the show progresses. But the Bahamas in particular really are going to get nothing from what I can tell, or nothing like you say.
I talked to my son, Neil Jr., this morning, and he said, "Dad, I could take out divers right now."
Wow.
And it was about as close to Bimini as it was going to get, because it was due south of Bimini going over Cuba, and it's going west and it'll turn up on the west coast of, so he's pretty much in the clear. And there's even a live webcam on South Bimini that I have a link to, and it's just calm seas, and I mean, it's amazing. So all of them, the only resort that we have, a Bahamian Diving Association member, that could possibly have been impacted would have been Riding Rock in San Salvador.
Yeah.
Some of the southern Bahamas did get impacted some, but none of the major islands, Nassau, Grand Bahama, Eleuthera, Abacos, they're all completely in the clear. They got nothing. So we were really blessed with this one.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, I text Captain Slate and said, "Hey, pal, where did you evacuate to?" And he said, "My dive shop."
Oh, boy.
I said, "Excuse me, dude. Yeah. There's a Cat 5 coming through your..."
How long ago was that?
"Chain. Like yesterday. He's there."
Oh, boy. Okay, well, he's on my list to try to contact today. I don't know if we'll be able to get to him or if he'll want to talk to us, but I'm going to give it a go. We will see. I'm hoping... You know, the thing is, like, the people in the Bahamas or you or, you know, a lot of our friends in the Caribbean, they're kind of used to dealing with this stuff, right, Neil? So much more than I am in Orlando. Yeah. It's chaos here in Orlando today.
I've got family here from Brazil of all weeks, and they don't have hurricanes in Brazil.
Yeah.
And of course they're texting their family down there, and everybody is convinced that they're going to die. It's just like, oh my God. And provisions, I got zero room in my freezer or my refrigerator.
Right.
And they're cooking. I don't know what they, you know. I got a lot of food and booze, though.
Well, that's all
you
need.
Tell you what.
Food, booze, maybe a little water.
Food and booze, yeah. We got some friends over.
Yeah, and booze makes up for a little lack of water, too. Yeah.
Right now, the elbow room on Fort Lauderdale Beach is having a party.
No way, really?
They did yesterday. It was an evacuation zone, And I said, well, let's just drive over and see if the cops won't stop us. So like at 6 o'clock yesterday afternoon, I drove over to the beach by the Elbow Room, and they're in the streets. They're across the street. The place is packed. It's unbelievable. Wow.
I can't believe said, Captain Walt's not there. Walt, what's going on? Are you just hosting a party there at the Gomez Hilton or what?
Yeah, I'm hanging here at the Hilton, buddy.
Okay. The Elbow Room isn't, no room for you. It's just Elbow Room. So he has
no room at the Elbow Room.
That is great. Well, I mean, the fact is, it looks like, you know, they're not going to get hit as hard as they initially thought. Now, I mean, still not going to be good to be out on the street. You'd be much better hunkered down at Walt's place, probably.
Plus they keep moving the arrival time up and now it's not even supposed to hit the Keys till 8 o'clock in the morning. So it'll be on the West Coast parallel to Fort Lauderdale, like 7 or 8 o'clock tomorrow night. So we haven't had a drop of rain yet. Nothing. There's just a little breeze and no rain yet at all. So why not have a party?
Well, exactly. And I think that's what most people are doing down there right now. Now, I did hear some things about the Turks and Caicos got whacked pretty good, so we're kind of trying to dig into that one a little bit. But I do have great news about our Explorer Ventures friends. The boats are fine and well out of harm's way. As a matter of fact, we have some real interesting news, some good works that they've been doing a little bit later on in the show. So you're just going to hunker down for a couple days and bounce over to Bimini and do some diving, I would imagine. Right, Neil?
That's the plan, brother.
All right, that sounds like a good plan. You need to follow the dive god's lead and maybe consider doing the same. Because the Bahamas are affected in ways people think they're just not there anymore, and they are, and they're open for business tomorrow, probably. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master. We got Pete from Scuba Board, Terry the Diver Guy, Barry our South Florida super fan. Who am I forgetting? Oh my gosh, we got so many folks. Oh, Captain Walt, of course, at the Gomez Hilton. So, you know, it's a full crew as we are hunkered down for Hurricane Irma. And, you know, there's a lot of things being reported in the news, whether it's the track of the hurricane and how bad and massive this is going to be. And, you know, some places it is bad. And other places like the Bahamas, it looks like they're going to be in fairly good shape and not affected much at all. But people will think they're down for a few weeks when in reality you could probably fly over there on, you know, on Monday and do some diving potentially. You just no telling. And unfortunately, the media hype and publicity on the negative side affects them financially because people won't go there, and that ends up being a drag on their economy. So it affects them one way or another, whether they get hit by the storm or not. So what do? You need to call these places and find out how they fared through the storm. And one of the best ways you can support them is by going there and patronizing their business, if indeed you can get there and they weren't affected so much. So please think about that if you have some dive adventures on your list. Maybe now or next week will be the time to consider them. Now, obviously, other places haven't fared so well, so we'll cover that as much as well. I did just try to reach out to Captain Slate, and I got his voicemail. So the Keys, I know, are blowing pretty good right now, so they may not have be in a situation where he can take a call. So we will keep trying to reach out to him during the show today, see if we can get an update. I didn't know he was going to ride it out at the dive shop, but you know, the dive shop is like a cement block building, and other than if it's high enough to handle the storm surge, that'd be the issue. Wouldn't you think, Pete? You're down there, right?
I don't think his new shop is concrete block.
No, get out. Yeah, I'm.
I don't think it is. I think it's wood.
Wood? Well, that would mean he's absolutely crazy.
It's not even close to the hurricane. They're not being hit by the hurricane. They're going to get some squalls.
They're going to get... Okay, that's what Pete says. That's right. I forgot. Pete is the hurricane bait. It's following Pete up to, you know, west central Florida. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
What happened to me motor car? My bicycle is out on the sandbar. What happened to election day? The governor took that away. I could use a nice dry cigar. Ivan, blow them away, Ivan. Coming round the bay, Ivan. Have no invitation. Ivan, mash up the place, Ivan. What a disgrace, Ivan. Ever clear immigration.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That is the Barefoot Man, his little ode to Hurricane Ivan. You know, I don't know how the Caymans have been faring for this. They avoided most of it, didn't they? Anybody know? Pete, was that, you know, were you following that?
What was the question?
The Cayman Islands. Where did it go? When it,
I heard there wasn't much that happened to them.
Yeah, so it may
I
not.
I haven't talked with anyone there, but I heard, and of course, you know, it's in the path. If it was 30 or 40 miles out, probably not a lot of damage was done. Some was, but these places are going to bounce back. I'm worried about things like Saba. I mean, it went right over Saba and St. Martin. And,
right.
And,
well, here, you know, I'll,
the,
what I know about
the needle?
Yeah, well, what I know about Saba and St. Martin and St. Kitts, you know, the Explorer Ventures itinerary, is that St. Kitts was pretty much okay. Saba, I haven't heard specifically, but I have a feeling they were okay too. Now St. Martin got whacked good, and Saba probably got hit pretty good. But you know, Saba's, you know, is pretty protected with you know, as big as it is with the mountains and stuff, and a lot of the homes and stuff are in these protected, you know, valleys of the mountains. So
and they're well built.
Yeah, so hopefully they fared the storm pretty well. I mean, they're used to dealing with that stuff a little bit.
Well, they're all that yellow brick. Remember that yellow brick that was brought from Holland?
Right. True. So, you know, it's anybody's guess. We haven't heard the full effect. Now, the Explorer Ventures boats, though, that one, the CX-2, I think it ran off to, let's see, Dominica. Or, you know, it went out to Dominica, and they rode the storm out there. So the boat and the crew are fine, and they should hopefully be operating next week. Now, they may have to run back and forth from St. Kitts. Usually they go St. Kitts, St. Martin. But, you know, initial report, St. Martin did get hit really, really bad. So there's going to be some issues there potentially from them going back and forth maybe for a few weeks. We'll have to wait and see. The dust, you know, no one knows yet. You know, they're still trying to figure that part out. But I did talk to Clay at Explorer Ventures, and that was what he had been hearing so far. So they may be okay to resume operations here fairly quickly, hopefully. And they're also going to do a little help to try to see what they can do to lend some assistance to St. Martin. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on. I got a call into Jerry Beatty, who is the man in the know as well, and he's been working with them on that, and we'll share that with everybody here in just a bit.
Now, hey, Greg.
Yeah, come in.
Cayman's on the south side, south coast of Cuba, and that hurricane's like skirting along the north side.
Right.
Yeah.
So they probably
plus
okay.
They're also on the weak side of the storm as opposed to the strong side, which would be from the 12 o'clock to the 3 o'clock position.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Okay, so they should be okay. I doubt the Barefoot Man will think it warrants a, you know, a song, but you never know.
He's hanging most of his time now, I think, in the Abacos or something. Neil,
oh, really?
Do you know anything about that?
Well, Neil's not with us anymore, so he wouldn't know. Wait, the Barefoot Man's in the Abacos?
Yeah, he did a song about the kid that stole the airplane or something. He said he sang a song about you can steal the airplane, you can steal this, but don't steal my name, because he was the barefoot criminal or something.
Oh, well, yes, I do remember hearing a little bit of it. Well, he bounces around a little bit, but I think he's still based in Cayman, I believe. That's what last I heard, but who knows? He gets around.
George is his first name.
Yes,
I can't
George
remember his last name.
Kovac, something like that. But yeah, the Barefoot Man, great musician and artist, and has a tendency to come up with these cool little ditties like that. So who knows if Ira will come up with, you know, warrant her own song. I hope not. I hope it'll just blow through and she'll be a pain in the butt and we can move on. But, you know, time will tell. Now, by the way, the other boat, the Explorer Ventures boat, Turks and Caicos, which we're going on in October 7th, that one was escaped down to Jamaica. And the crew and the boat are fine. But we're still waiting to hear what's happening in Turks and Caicos because they did take a direct hit. Now, I did get some word from our buddy at Dive Provo, Alan Jardine. And I have heard that he and his wife and the boats and everything are okay and they're good, and they had suffered a little minor damage, and but they seem to be okay. The island is without power, so I mean the operation probably sounds like it might have fared okay, but the island obviously we'll have to wait and see. There's some big mega resorts and casinos on Turks and Caicos or on Provo, Providenciale. So it'll be interesting to see how they bounce back from this one, because they took a pretty strong hit from what I can tell. So we're still waiting to hear about that, but at least we know the dive operation is good. What we don't know is where they docked the Turks and Caicos boat for Explorer Ventures, how well that fared, and, you know, will they come up with a different place or whatever, or we'll have to make some adjustments for a few weeks. We'll see. We won't know that for another couple weeks. But I don't know. What else are you doing to prepare, Barry? I mean, you're down there in South Florida after, you know, we got to talk about what happened actually this past weekend, which we'll share with the world next weekend when we recorded that show on the surprise. But yeah. You ate the lobsters that we caught, right?
Oh, yeah. I didn't want to waste them. And if we lost power here.
Oh, that would have been a disaster.
It was funny when you said, hey, we're taking the boat out on Monday, and I'm looking at the storm, and I'm going, yeah, sure, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have not been good. So I got my lobsters home. And by the way, the pictures are up at Scuba Radio's, or on Scuba Radio's Facebook page. I caught the biggest lobster I think I've ever caught. And you're going to hear all about it, all the play-by-play we covered last, or will air next Saturday as we, you know, clean up all these branches and crap that blows around Orlando, and we take a little breather. But I caught the biggest lobster ever, or I should say Greg and Barry did. We were like the ultimate tag team lobster slaying masters or something, wouldn't you say, Barry?
Yeah, but don't give out too much right now.
What do you mean? Why?
No. Leave it for next week. Let's talk about today.
Well, okay. Well, I wanted to bring it up. I wanted to obviously make sure you ate your lobster. I did the same.
He wants to brag.
Well, I brag. Next week, you'll hear me bragging a lot.
Yes,
trust me.
Yes, you will.
But maybe we'll all get to brag. Now, looking at like the you know, the silver lining to this hurricane, we were talking about this, and you'll hear us actually talking about this on the show next Saturday, is that we're thinking, gosh, if a storm were to come through and stir up the lobsters, that's what they need right now, and cause a walk, because there has not been a lobster walk yet. But you know, Barry already texted me before the show today, says, hey, you see the weather, man? I'm going out on what do you figure? You're going to go out on Monday or Tuesday, or try to, if it'll, the
probably
weather
Wednesday or Thursday at this point.
It might be that long for it to settle down, you think?
No, it's just, you know, I don't know what the streets or anything's going to be like when, you know, we're still on the dirty side of the hurricane over here, so, and it's
well,
coming
that's
in
true,
now.
Yeah, yeah. But that storm.
Are you looking for a lobster-nado?
Yeah.
It could be a lobster-nado. I mean, if it stirs them up like, you know, they think happens, or what causes these lobsters walks.
A lobster cane?
Yeah, exactly. What causes it is the first big storm of the season, and boy, it doesn't get much bigger than this. So if that theory is true, I would say there's a 90%+ chance that the walking lobsters are going to show up here this week in South Florida.
They might be in my backyard.
Greg, if you go to if you look on the website for Fort Lauderdale webcams, you'll be able to see what the ocean looks like right now.
Yeah.
Live.
Okay, tell me, because I don't have that luxury to look.
You don't have that technology? Yeah, it is rough out there. The surfers would love it, but I don't think they're letting anyone out there right now.
Well, they can't keep them from going out. The dumb surfers do that anyway.
Yeah, but, you know, it is really rough out there. So yeah. I'm assuming that
it's enough.
Tuesday, Wednesday. Yep.
Yeah, you just figure those. If it's too rough for surfers, it's too rough underwater for the lobsters. And they're like, hey, what's going on? Hey, Charlie, we got to get out of here. Let's get out of here. Move. And then they start.
That new secret location that we found.
Yes.
It'll be chock full.
I think it'll be loaded. Now, yep. If that is the thing that happens, of course you're going to let me know, right, Barry? Are you going to keep this secret to yourself down there?
I'm getting a lot of static now.
Yes, exactly. Come on now, hurry up. You know the routine. The problem is I'm conflicted because I'm supposed to fly out to Catalina and dive with Vinny Two Tanks and Butch on the final exam. So it's either that or lobster walking potentially. What am I going to do?
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the Top Down at Explore Ventures liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Looking for more than just great diving on your next adventure? Consider Curacao. Easy to get to and easy to enjoy. Curacao feels like a little piece of Europe on the edge of the Caribbean. The iconic World Heritage Site of Willemstad, Dutch culture and nightlife will satisfy even the most demanding landlubber and allow you to make the most of your surface interval. Check out Curacao.com for more info. That's Curacao.com. Curacao, where it's summer year-round and you always feel at home.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
There is a storm on the horizon. A time of hardship and pain.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I guess I'm ready for Hurricane Irma. I'm boarded up, loaded up with booze, and hanging out with my diving friends. If that weren't enough, we got... this is Allie on the telephone that dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. Allie, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm swell. Now, Allie is, Barry's offspring. And back in the day, she called us when she was like 10 years old. Now she's like a real-life medical professional saving the world. And despite our best efforts, she turned out okay. So it's good to check in with you, Allie. So you're working at a hospital down there in South Florida. Is that what's going on or what? What are you doing?
I'm at Memorial Regional Hospital. Sorry, it's a little noisy.
Yeah, I would imagine it's a little more hectic than usual. Hurricane Irma is making her presence known, I would imagine. Is she bringing out a lot of like people that just had little things like, you know, busted fingers by nailing up boards on their house and that kind of stuff? Or what are you seeing?
I mean, I can't get out a lot of patient information, but we have a lot of, you know, we have a lot of preterm pregnant women coming in. We've
got
of the kids and all. So,
yeah, there's nothing else for you to do when you have to be hunkered down and, you know, boarded up in your home except, you know, get your freak on. And next thing you know, we have a population explosion, right? That happens every time. Is that what you're kind of talking about?
Well, no, they're already pregnant.
Oh, okay. All right. It's inducing
changes in preterm labor.
Uh-huh. All right. So, yeah, it has a tendency to make things a little bit more exciting. Okay.
Yep.
But so you're dealing with that kind of stuff, or you're dealing with just little, you know, cuts and scrapes
and
stuff?
Well, no, I work in psychiatrics, so my patients are a little different.
Oh, so is it like a full moon? So you're getting a lot of the crazies come out in South Florida during the hurricane? Come on, you can share that much, right? The increase?
Yeah.
There's been an increase. Is it more than
it's
a full
busy.
Moon type of thing, you think, or
no,
about the same?
What she has been dealing with is the people that had listened to our radio show.
Well, that could be. That could be, yeah. We might have contributed to that.
It's busy, I can tell you that.
Yes. Okay, so it's been keeping you busy, keeping the crazies in check down there in South Florida. But you've been doing a good job, and now I get your, I bet you're slightly relieved that you know, it looks like it's not going to be as bad for you guys as it was, as we initially thought, that we're going to get it up here in Orlando. Is that what you think?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been asleep all day, so I'm just hearing about this stuff now.
Oh, you have? Okay. So
I work the nights, so.
Ah, you do? Oh, my gosh. You're working with the crazies on the third shift? Oh, geez. God help you. Okay. Well, Allie, it's always a pleasure hearing your voice, and I'm glad you seem to be doing good works and saving the world. Keep it up, okay?
Okay.
All right. Next time I come down there, you go diving with us, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. There you go. So, yeah. I mean, I guess that's why she couldn't dive with us last time. Is that right, Barry?
Yeah, maybe? She was getting ready. She's going to be there for about 4 days. She works midnight shift. She sleeps in the daytime, and she just stays there.
And has to stay there. That's where she lives and pretty much.
Yeah, well, the 12-hour shifts. So
yeah, okay. Well, that's what you do. But that's good. And, you know, it doesn't surprise me. You know, that, you know, everybody gets a little stir crazy. I've already gotten a lot of the texts like, oh, my gosh, I am so bored. You know, especially the folks that lose power. They have nothing, you know, to do. And I'll tell you, that kind of blows for me, too. I'm hoping if this Irma comes through Orlando, that's going to be the worst-case scenario, hopefully, for us, is that we're going to lose power for a few days. And, you know, you think, oh, well, that's no big deal, until you get into, like, the second or third day on a summer afternoon in Florida, in Orlando, and it's, like, 90-plus degrees, and everybody starts stinking. It is not a pleasant sight. You hear what I'm saying, boys?
Yeah.
Someone need to get that?
I'll get that. Sorry.
Gee.
One ringy dingy.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's okay. You know, it's probably Allie calling Barry, saying, hey, Dad, I was just on with Greg. Yeah, hello. Anyway, it's all good. So is everybody in our, well, other than Jerry, who doesn't really care, because he's out of harm's way.
I'm safe and sound in a blue sky.
That's right. You have nothing to worry about. Everyone else is. Are you all prepared and boarded up and everything? I know. I mean, I know Walt and Barry are in South Florida for sure. But what about you, Pete? I mean, are you?
No, I'm not.
You have nothing.
I got the rude awakening that I went from being a having 40, 45 mile an hour winds to having 85, 90 mile an hour winds overnight.
Ah. Okay, and so your plan is just to hightail it out of there, yeah?
I'm probably going to pick the cats up in the morning and zippity-doo-dah out of here.
Okay, so, I mean, you're not even going to make...
I might go visit Jared. Jared, make sure you text me your address.
Hey, I'll do it.
That's a long way up.
he's going to text you his worst enemy's name.
I've got one friend that came to Virginia, so...
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what?
Connie
somewhere?
Come out of Key Largo.
Oh, and she came up there, really?
Yeah, she. Well, they actually went on to Natural Bridge, which is a few hours above me. But
that's a neat place.
That is. I'm familiar with that place. That's kind of cool. What do you mean she went up there? She went to your place and just said, no, I don't want to stay here, and decided I'd go to Natural Bridge?
Probably.
It's like, thanks for the invite, Jerry, but I'm going to keep moving. No,
I thought it was real nice.
Burning.
Jerry called me and invited me up to get out of harm's way. I appreciate that.
Well,
that was real thoughtful.
Yeah, he is.
Hey, buddy, anything for my friends.
He's a very thoughtful guy, for sure. All right. Well, look, we got a lot to cover here. Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine has been talking to a lot of our dive industry friends in the Caribbean. He's going to check in with us here in just a bit. And we're going to start cracking open the mermaid rum and God knows what else we can drink, because I mean, water supplies have to be conserved. So I think we're going to have to break into the liquor cabinet in an hour or two. So stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They're not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.